Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp R. This morning, my guest is Tracy Daves, the regional manager of design for Shaw Floors Builder Division in the Eastern U.S. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I stumbled on you the other day. We're working on a little project for our February issue. So I want to talk about what's going on with flooring in the builder market right now, what trends we're seeing from both the style and a surface type and maybe even colors. Before we get to that, though, real quick, you've been doing this with Shaw for 19 years. You have a little thing on your LinkedIn I'm going to read. You say, sure. I'm a Puerto Rican, don't let the last name fool you, designing woman, wife, and mommy. I'm passionate about all of these roles. I'm also your resident chicken lady, honey harvester, plant mama, flooring blogger, farm girl, raising her family in faith, and 5 acres in South Carolina. So that's you in a nutshell, right?
That's me. You got it.
All right. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do for the Shaw Builder business.
Sure. I'm based in South Carolina. I have the whole East Coast. So what we're doing is training, giving product knowledge, kind of doing that hard and soft surface selling on all the materials. So it's not just carpet. It's not just wood or LVP. It's on all of the categories. So product knowledge is key because the designers in the builder world are where the rubber meets the road. They're meeting with those end users. So we want to equip them to know about the products, to feel comfortable, because if you're comfortable knowing a product, you will sell it. You're all about getting that product knowledge directly to that designer and to that home buyer.
Okay, now most people know in the builder market that when a consumer decides to build a house or buy a house and it's not finished yet, that they're able to go in and pick the finishes. And that's where the builder is able to get some upgrades. So what you try to do is teach those people that are running those design centers how to upsell the consumer for better finishes, right?
Absolutely. That's a big key. Mm-hmm. And then we also listen to the voice of the customer. So we're talking to the designers. We're hearing what the trends are. We're hearing them first because they're right there hearing it from the home buyer day after day after day. So we show them our R&D products. We get feedback, and we take that back to Dalton and help develop products with our R&D designer.
All right, here's the big question. What trends are we seeing in flooring in this builder new home segment?
Under that umbrella of our brands and our innovation, our commitment with Shaw Floors and CoreTech and Anderson Tough Tech, these truly are trends. These aren't fads that are here today, gone tomorrow. These are mainstay trends. And you'll see that across all of the brands. And there's 5 major trends. The first one I'm going to talk about is quiet luxury, which is this subtlety, it's this craftsmanship, and it's really embracing elegance with your flooring and your design without excess. There's no loud logos. There's no flashy details. This is more minimalistic, keeping it simple, and really loving well-made items. So this lifestyle is sustainable. You want that lasting elegance. It's not fast fashion, if you will. It's not here today, gone tomorrow. This has a deep respect for the artist behind the piece that's making it. So a perfect example would be under Anderson Tough Tech, we have a brand new introduction for Herringbone Floors that's supposed to be cherished for a lifetime, not just a season. So you have the money, you want the beautiful craftsmanship, but you don't want to be showy about it. It's more minimalistic. The next one is dark academia. So I'm going to tell you, think Harry Potter. So this interior design trend is very classic, but it's also heady. It's intellectual. So you have this charm, you have this timeless elegance, it's old world sophistication. So if you're thinking about details in the home and the flooring, this is very nostalgic, it's moody, it's dark, so you have lots of layers and textures, those deep moody colors, so it's more of darker finishes for your furniture, for your hardwood, it's intricate details, it's carvings, and when you're thinking of pairing that with textiles, you might think of leather for your furniture, maybe velvet, maybe wool for your rugs and your carpets. It's moody, it has a hint of mystery. And again, think Harry Potter if you're thinking that dark academia. The next step is completely different. This is going to be dopamine decor. If you love color, this one is for you. I talked about minimalistic design earlier, so this is the complete opposite. The pendulum has swung, so this is for maximalists. So if you love wallpaper, it's time to rejoice. This is bold. This is warm. This is celebrating positivity and joy. There's a lot of color. bold, playful patterns, very vibrant. Then you walk into a room, it instantly makes you smile. It's very energizing. You feel super inspired when you walk into these rooms, when you see this trend. It boosts your mood. It brightens your outlook. It's very happy. These tones are going to be paired with more earthy neutrals for your hard surfaces, maybe some more metallics. That adds a little sophistication, but this is color drenching. So you have the color on the walls, the ceilings, and the furnishings. So color is back. And then the fourth one is going to be organic modern. So this is definitely having your home reflect your sanctuary. It's very serene. Again, beautiful, warm, natural materials, rich textures. This one's going to be more earthy tones, and we're seeing the palettes warm up across the board. We're seeing organic shapes. We're seeing harmony, calmness, maybe some smooth modern textures, but that's juxtaposed with some reclaimed wood, maybe some stone, lots of green. So this brings in that biophilic design that we've heard about for years. It's not going away, and that's just connecting you with nature. And it grounds you. So you feel grounded in your house. You're surrounded by beauty, natural colors, warm colors, and it connects you to the natural world with your mind, body, and soul. So very zen-like here with organic nature. And then the last one is going to be epic nostalgia. So with this one, it's going to be more traditional. So I would say what's old is new again. And just kind of close your eyes and imagine growing up in your house. And what did you have? So I'm closing my eyes, and we had a split level with shag carpet in the 70s. And we had those fun colors of harvest gold and avocado. And I feel all of that when I think about this epic nostalgia. And that was in my decade. You know, you could be an 80s baby or in the 50s or the 60s and have the blues or have the pinks. This is just where we're craving familiarity, comfort. This is vintage influences, retro styles that are making comebacks. So it might be bold patterns like we see with mid-century modern or back in the 70s. It could be some pastels from the 80s. But this is just taking that nostalgia from growing up, whatever your story is, you're making it your own. So it's taking those retro elements from your childhood and growing up. And it's very comforting when you see this. This celebrates hardwood. It celebrates soft surfaces with carpet, again, whether it's room to room or as a carpet runner or as a rug. But it's taking that personal history, your heritage, your culture, and celebrating it with your future home. I also think of terrazzo mixed in there as well, which we have in your tiles and in your LVPs. It's really fun there.
So those are the five personas of the target customer. And pointing that, we're almost out of time, but just, you know, tell me trend-wise, what categories going up and which ones are going down trend-wise on surface type?
Yeah, so trend-wise, what we're seeing across the board is LVP continues to rise. You have that rise of resilience. So LVP is preferred. We do have folks that still want their hardwood, and we'll see that in the Midwest. We'll see that north as well, where they're still wanting hardwood. But even in those hardwood areas and those regions, we're still seeing LVP on the rise. The good news with carpet is that we're not losing any more share in carpet. It's gone as small as it can go, which where we want it, where we crave it, is in our bedrooms, in those secondary areas, in our home offices, where we want comfort, where we want coziness, where we want quiet, where we want to shut the door, that's where we're adding carpet. And of course, whenever you have hard surface, you add your area rugs and your stair runners. And then tile just depends on your region. Again, since I'm in the east, southeast as well, in Florida, you're going to see tile reigning there. But even in those tile areas, we are selling a ton of LVP. So I would say LVP is still on the rise for 2025.
Isn't that interesting? You know, if I went back and did a word count on those five personas, you said the word traditional and natural probably 15 times. And the best-selling flooring is a wood look like, but you know, that's just the trends that we're seeing, right?
It is, and I love wood. I love the aspect of wood, and so do our consumers. And I think that's why they flock to the LVP, because we're making it look even more realistic. People love the hardwood, but they also love the low maintenance of the LVP.
All right, Tracy. Well, I appreciate you giving our listeners a little review of what's going on in the builder business. Again, been talking to Tracy Daves, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.